I didn't realize that we were going to have Shem Yishul today when I was trying to pick topics over the summer. I cheshbened it wrong. I thought the next one was going to be voracious. I had to scramble this week to try to put it together. But Baruch Hashem, B'siyat D'shmai, I think we have a very important shir today. And the truth is, the shir is really for after the Aseres Mei Tshuva, but it's built off of the Aseres Mei Tshuva, and it's a shir that's supposed to be mechazik a Jew the entire year. Dafka not during the Aseres Mei Tshuva. But you'll see how it's built off of the Aseres Mei Tshuva. So you have to be careful that when we walk out of the room today, and speak to myself, probably more than any of you, we have to make sure we take it with us. Like the Ramban writes in the Igaris, right? Kasher Tokum and Asefer, when you get up from learning, Techapis Basher Lamadata, think about what you learned. Is there something you can take with you? So we're just going to see some very nice, beautiful insights from Talmid Baal Shem Tov today. It's not going to. We don't need it right now. We need it for after Aseres Mei Tshuva. But it's built on Aseres Mei Tshuva. So we have to internalize it now and hold on to it for hopefully the whole year. Okay, let's start on the last page. As I was rushing this morning, I left out this page. It really should be the first page. Sof Maaseh B'Machshava Techila. Okay, Shem Yishmol by Shabbos Shuv. So you're right in the top left-hand corner. What's so special about this Shabbos? Why do we need this Shabbos? We just came out of Rosh Hashanah. We're now in the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What is the nature of Shabbos Shuv? So he says beautifully. He says, Inyan Shabbos Shabbin Rosh Hashanah L'Yom Kippur. Yish Lomar Al Pima Shamarnu B'Rosh Hashanah. Well, let's think about what happened on Rosh Hashanah. Did Rosh Hashanah Nasa Adam Kirkotan Shenolad? On Rosh Hashanah, a Jew is reborn. Hayom Arasolam. Kmo Adam Arishon Shenolad Rosh Hashanah, Kainis Ora Inyan B'Chol Shana. It's not just we're commemorating that once upon a time Adam Arishon was created. Every human being is created on this day and given a new chance on this day and given a new chias on this day. Ki'ilu, he was born in that moment. Adam Katan Shinola Dami. Vihine B'Medrash, the Medrash says, why is it that Brismila is on the eighth day? B'Tamila B'Shmini, Mashal, V'Chulu. Achiru Pnei Hamachrona Tchila V'Chulu. Achetavor Alav Shabbos Achas. The Medrash says, you can't have a Brismila on less than the eighth day. Because we want to make sure that a Jew experiences a Shabbos before he comes to Bris Milah. You have to have a Shabbos before Bris Milah. So to make sure you're fully covered, we say the eighth day. That's what the Medrash says. You can't achiyu pnei matrona. You can't have this interaction with this noble woman until you prepare yourself. Shabbos is the preparation for that face-to-face encounter with a very great person in the Mashal, or an encounter with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Nimshal. V'yine, yeah.
So why don't you just make the bris? Why didn't the bris on Sunday? The Sunday after.
I mean, if you're born on a Wednesday, the bris should be right, the first opportunity after Shabbos. Okay, good. So there's other reasons as well. But this is what Chazal say in Medrash Ve'Yikarapa. So therefore, if we were just born, if every one of us was just born on Rosh Hashanah, Hinei B'Yom Kippur, Ksiv Lifnei Hashem Titar, we want to come Lifnei Hashem. We want to go, again, in the Mashal, Lifnei the Matrona, in front of the queen. Right, and the Nimshal, we want to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we were just born, just like a newborn child has to experience Shabbos, and only through the koach that he gets from Shabbos can he then come to face such holiness. So too, if we want to come to Yom Kippur, Al Kein Acher Kishenolad Rosh Hashanah Dami, Tzarech Kodem Yom Kippur Lavor Olav Shabbos. Shabbos Shuvah is an absolute prerequisite. You can't come to Yom Kippur until we have this Shabbos. Kedei Shiyira Pnei Matrona Tchila. So it's a very special Shabbos. This Shabbos we have to look at not as the first Shabbos, not only as the first Shabbos of the year, which itself means it's the foundation of the year, but to see it as an absolute prerequisite to absorb the Shabbos, this Shabbos, as best we can, in order to then be able to come to Yom Kippur. Okay, just so Shem Yishmul gives us some perspective on the Shabbos that is Haba Aleinu Litova, Mirtz Hashem, very soon. Okay, let's go back to page one now. And let's look at a very famous Gemara. Very famous Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara is explaining the pasuk Dirshu Hashem Bihimatzo. And the Gemara says, we'll read from where it's bracketed, Amar of Shmuel Bar Inya, Mishmei Derav, Minayin L'Gzar Din Shel Tzibur She'ino Nechta. How do you know that a Gzar Din issued against a community, against a Tzibur, is not Nechtam, is not sealed? So the Gemara says, what do you mean not sealed? Of course it's sealed. It's a pasuk that says that it's sealed. So the Gemara says, no, what we meant was, how do you know that a Gzar Din on the Tzibur, Afal Gav She'nechtam Nikra? How do you know that even after it's sealed, it can be ripped up, it can be overturned? Shenamar Kashem Lokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. V'aksiv dirshu Hashem b'matzo hasam b'yachid hacha b'tzibur. Says the Gemara, a tzibur always has the ability to interact with Hashem at all times. B'chol kareinu elav. What about dirshu Hashem b'matzo? That's for a yachid. And when does a yachid have the opportunity to find Hashem when he is readily found? When is that? Says the Gemara, b'yachid emas. Amar Rabba Bar Avuah, where it's underlined, Eilu Asar Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom Kippurim. Yeser Simei Tshuva are the days where even a Yachid can have a unique encounter with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Hashem is closer to us, and His presence is felt more clearly in these days than any other time in the calendar year. We feel that we're Lifnei Hashem. And the pinnacle, of course, like we just saw, is Lefnei Hashem Titaru, when we're mamish in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur. It's true all year round. Shivisi Hashem Lenagdi Tamid. That's what we're going to try to talk about. How can I live with Hashem all year round? But certainly during these days, we feel it in a unique way. The Rambam, on page 2, the Rambam in Ochlas Truva in the second parak, Halach Avav, codifies this Gemara. And he tells us, don't think that tshuva is only for this time of the year, but it's unique for this time of the year. Even though tshuva and crying out to Hashem is always worthwhile, it has a unique kach. The opportunity of tshuva in these days is different than the opportunity of tshuva in Mar Cheshvan or in Kislev or in any other month. Umiyad hi miskabelis, and immediately it receives. Shenemar dirshu Hashem b'matzo kuru b'yoso karuv. Hashem is particularly close to us now. B'med devar b'amurim, and when is this true? With regard to what is this true? B'yachid, even to an individual. You can have a personal interaction with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and expect immediate response during these days. We have to. Halavai, we should just stop here and spend the next half hour just thinking it and trying to believe this. That we can really get what we need during these days. Aval B'tzibur concludes the Rambam. Kol zman shos in tshuva v'tzalak in balei. Whenever a tzibur gets together to do tshuva, and they cry out balei of shalim, hey nan, and they are also going to be answered. But again, the uniqueness of these days is that a yachid has the ability to have his requests answered. Now, yesterday we saw the famous Gemara from Maseches Yoma about the Dalid Chalukei Kapara. Right? We spent some time in the Maharal's third parak of Nesiva Tshuva explaining, if I missed the mitzvah, so I need to do tshuva. If I did a losa, say, I need tshuva and Yom Kippur. If I did something that's Chayav Kares or Mises Basin, I need tshuva plus Yom Kippur plus Yisurin. If I have Chil Hashem, that's the highest level, then I need, right, those three plus death. Misa is the only way to get Kapara. So there's a process. Tshuva has a process. I found late last night an amazing thing from Aaron Cutler. I never heard this. I never saw it anywhere else. It's an amazing, amazing idea. And I hope it's true. I'm going to assume if Aaron Cutler says it's true, then it's true. In the second volume of the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, he quotes the Rambam that we just quoted, and then he writes an amazing thing. During these days, you don't have to follow the normal process of the Dalet Chalukei Kapara. That means during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, you can have Chil Hashem. You can have tons of Chil Hashem that's staining you from head to toe, and during these days, with tshuva alone, you can get kapara. In Kislev, there's a process. In Kislev, in Cheshvan, in Teves, in any other month, Chil Hashem needs tshuva, Yom Kippur, Yisurim, and Misa. But if a person does tshuva now, then tshuva alone can clean up everything. It's amazing. Look what he writes. Four lines where it's bracketed. This is in the second volume of the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, on page 221. So he quotes the Rambam, and then he writes, Harei Lehedya. He says, based on the Rambam that we just read, Dibiyamim Elu Miskabeles HaTshuva Ba'ofen Acher Legamri. The tshuva during these days is an entirely different quality of tshuva. What a tzibur can accomplish all year round, an individual can accomplish. That's a totally different, the whole scale has shifted. Va'adavar Pashut. The tshuva, harei hi eskarvus labore lacher shenisrachu mimenu. Tshuva, as we've seen many times, we've defined it many times from any svarim. Aral emphasized this a lot. We saw that tshuva is about getting close to Hashem after you've been far from Hashem. And he writes where it's underlined. Va'acharei sheyesh eskarvus gedola mitzad abore harei hi miskabelas yoser. Because Hashem is so close and accessible in this time, the tshuva is more readily and easily received and accepted. Umistaber mode, and it makes a lot of sense to me. Dezeh ein tole begidrei chalukei kapara. You don't need to follow the normal order of the chalukei kapara that Rabbi Yishmael would darshan, as we saw in Yom HaPei Vav Amid Aleph, Ela b'tshuva bilvat. Tshuva alone can take care of anything. Kares. Tshuva, during Kesaris made tshuva, can take care of Kares, can take care of Mises Beistin, can take care of Chil Hashem, can take care of all Asay, all Los Asay. Mitzad is Karvus HaBorah B'yam Elu, because of the closeness we feel to Hashem during these days, everything, mamish, everything can be taken care of. That's an amazing opportunity. We have to take that seriously. We have to believe in the power of the Yachid to do tshuva and nothing more during these days. You know, he could spare himself all the Yisurim, he could spare himself that final cleansing of death, he could get it all taken care of now, as long as he takes advantage of the closeness of Hashem during these days. Okay, so that's the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. But Rabosa, I told you, this year is not about the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. This year is about what happens when the Aseret Yemei Tshuva is over and life gets back to normal. And I think that's dafka why we know, right? Sefer Chassidus tells us that the Kriya is Ma'or Dizman. And whatever you read in Parshas Shavua is deeply connected to the time. I think, if you could say such a thing, Hashem put a message in this week's Parsha because right now Hashem says, I know you feel very close to me, and you should feel, and I hope you do feel. But Hashem says, I know that for every bit of closeness we have now, that's going to come with depression when this is all over. So Hashem is hikdim refuah lamaka. Hashem puts a message in this week's parsha to mechazik us. Not a chizik that we need right now. A chizik to put in your back pocket, right? Hashem says, I'm going to tell it to you now, and I want you to know that as soon as the Aseres Yemei Tshuva are over, you're automatically going to feel a certain hisrachus, just because this awesome closeness is no longer, the dirshu Hashem b'yimatzov, the yachid, is no longer accessible. We're back to the regular order and process of tshuva, the dalit chaluke kapara. Hashem says, I'm giving you a little matana the Shabbos. Put it in your back pocket, and you'll save it for the rest of the year. What's the matana that Hashem gives us? So interestingly enough, it's printed in the Shem Yishmuel on the Tzavim from the year Tafresh Ayin Zayin, but it's a vard in Parshas Vayelech. Okay? He doesn't have a lot of writings on Vayelech, but he has a very important Dvar Torah, a very important insight into this week's Parsha. It's printed in the writings by Netzavim, but it's a pasuk in this week's Parsha. Look what he writes on page 4. V'nira lefarish. He quotes a pasuk in Vayelech. V'amar bayomahu. Halo alki ein alokai bikir bimatzauni haro sa'ila. The pasuk says as follows. Klal Yisrael are reflecting on the fact that we've gone through some tough times. Right? That's what these Parshios have been. Kisavo, Netzavim. They're challenging Parshios. They're Parshios that speak about the failure of people to take advantage of Torah opportunities. And now Klal Yisrael, with tremendous maturity, say in this week's Parsha, again, the pasuk says, V'omer bayomahu, halo al ki ein elokai bikirbi mitzauni haros ha'ela. Because Hashem was not amongst us, that's why these bad things came to me. Hashem wasn't in my life, and therefore all this hardship befell me. But what's the very next pasuk? V'anochi haster astir panai v'gomer. And then Hashem says, I'm going to conceal my face. So all the Mefarshim ask the same question. Hold on a second. Klal Yisrael said the right thing. Klal Yisrael finally said the right thing. They did vidui. It's mamish connected to this man. What's happening in the parsha is connected to this man. Klal Yisrael are saying, all the hardship that befell us is because why? Ki ein alokai bikir me, because I wasn't living with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I wasn't in the presence of Hashem. So all the Mefarshim say, what happened here? If Klal Yisrael said the right thing, so why immediately after does Hashem say, I'm going to conceal my face from them? They got it right. No, I've done it. Okay. So let's see. And then we'll sing it after. V'hikshu ha-mafarshim. So all the mafarshim ask. And Chevra, I've been looking around this week. A lot of svarim ask this question. This is a very important question. It smacks you in the face. The mafarshim say, Halo ma'amorim al ki'ein alokai bekirbi matzuni haros ha'ela ha'vevidoi al-chatasam. They said, we messed up, Rabbeinu Shlomo. All the bad things that happened to us, ein achanami. It's because Hashem wasn't living with us. V'lama od yastir panai, p'nei racham avayam. So why does Hashem respond by saying, Anochi hastir astir panai? We confessed. We admitted our wrongdoing. So he brings a very deep teaching from the Rebbe Reb Bunim. The Rebbe of Simcha Bunim of Preshitzchah explained, yes, they're trying to confess, but the words themselves are sinful. Why? Shema amarim al ki ein alokai bekirbi, ze'atzma huchei. The fact that the Jews said, that the bad that befell them is because Hashem was not amongst them. Well, Hashem wasn't amongst you. There's no such thing as a metzias of a Jew who's left alone without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sheim chashu atzom shekvar nidchum es pnei HaKodesh. They thought Hashem had gotten rid of them, and they said Hashem has abandoned us, and that's why bad things are happening to us, and we admit that it's our fault. And Hashem says, whoa, 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 before you, any of that, you thought I really wasn't there? Even in those dark times, you mamish thought that I had given up on you? And the language you had developed is what? You're walking around saying, you think it's a vidoy, it's our fault, we pushed Hashem away, and he left us, and Hashem said, whoa, time out, you think I really left you? This type of talk causes tremendous despair. But it's not true. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin, our Masechta tells us in Daf Mem Dalet, when a Jew sins, he's still Yisrael. The Etzem Shem Yisrael remains. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu still maintains a kesher with him. Uksiv, and it says in Bamidbar Lamed Hay, Ki Ani Hashem Shochin Besoch B'nei Yisrael, and the Medrash says, Af Al Pi Shem Temeim Shechina Shri B'neiim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never abandons us. How about the Gemara in Megillah? That says when the Jews went into Golis, they went into Golis Babel, Shechina went with them. They went into Golis Paras and Badai, Shechina's with them. Yavan, Shechina's with them. Hashem will go wherever you go. Hashem never abandons you. Sometimes he hides himself, but Hashem never abandons you. Ki ani Hashem shochin besoch bnei Yisrael. Again, af al pi shem tmeim, the Shechina is with us. Right? Gevaldik. El shehi bastaras panim ve'ina nigla. But Jews, what didn't you understand? Of course I was there. I was just hiding a little bit. And that's what Hashem is saying. That's the response. It's not that you confess so beautiful, so now Hashem goes into hiding. No. Hashem says, the fact that you thought, Alki ein Elokai Bekirbi, is a mistake. Let me explain to you what really was happening. What was really happening was, I was there all along. But I was just hiding. It's not like you said that I was mamish gone, I had abandoned you, I had left you completely, I had severed my connection to you entirely. Ella, rather, vanochi haster astir. Says Rabbunim, the reality was, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, the reality was I was there all along, I was just hiding. Continue on the top of page 5. Says the Shem Yishmul, and again, one of the main reasons I chose this Sefer this year to learn is because he always talks to us. The Rebbe talks to us. Uve'emes ze gorem chizek gadol l'chol ish shebechol es yitzayir b'dayto ki afilu eich shiyeh adayin shechina shrua alav. This is a tremendous chizik for a Jew to remind himself that wherever he's going to go, he can go into the worst places. The Shechina says, I'm coming with you. I'm not going to abandon you completely. V'hu atzmo merkava l'Shechina, and you are a chariot of the divine. You carry a spark of Hashem within you, and it never leaves you. You go to Mitzrayim, Hashem comes with you. Uka amram zal b'shas tanis, like the Gemara says in Tanis Yud Aleph, la'olam yimur adam atzmo ki'ilu kadosh shari b'soch me'av. A person has to always assess himself. Yimod has to analyze himself and assess himself and deepen the realization that there is something holy that dwells inside of me. Shenema bekir b'cha kadosh. Umihu shalo yischatchu v'yemu me'av. Whose heart is not filled with warm feelings, may avas hamakum v'yirasa, when he thinks about these words of the Rebbe Rabbunim, b'zachos adar me'ila, when he thinks about the message that the Torah has for us in this week's parsha, whose heart is not filled with joy, that in those times when we're not in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, when it's not dear Yeshua Hashem behi matzo, where he's so easily found, but even those times where it looks like Hashem is nowhere to be found, not for a second should a Jew think that he's left alone and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not with him. Yes.
Just to play devil's advocate.
Please.
There are plenty of sources that say that Hashem does not dwell in certain places. For example, like Perkei Avos, like right, Perkei Avos says that if two people don't speak in a certain way, or they don't say Torah over a certain way, or they act as a clown, then Hashem doesn't reside among
right.
them.
Shnayim Shiashru, Ve'ein Beneim Divrei Torah. Yeah, no problem. Shnayim Shiashru, Ve'ein Beneim Divrei Torah. The Shechina is not found. Beneim.
Right.
The Shechina is not found between them. Because you know where the Shechina is found? It's found within them. It's always going to be very deep within. It's there. You're right. There's obviously going to be, there's many degrees when it comes to Shechina. When the Shechina left the Beis HaMikdash, it departed in 10 stages.
Right. Right? It
on Yom Kippur, at the end of Yom Kippur.
When the children departed, right? Where do we learn that?
Yeah. I don't know. Chazal. There's Gemara, there's Medrash, Necha.
Only when the children left, right? The Kohanim left, everyone left, the Shechina never left.
On Yom Kippur, the Shechina is very close. As we say, Hashem will Elokim 7 times, and the Shechina goes up levels. Right? Yeah. And the Medrash says that throughout the history, people were bringing Shekhinah down and people were pushing Shekhinah away. Avram brought it down. Yisrael brought it down more. Yaakov more. Levi more. V'chulu v'chulu. It was brought down 7 levels. It goes back up 7 levels. Right? There's different degrees of Kedusha. So, yeah, in a Hanami, a person who's sitting and not learning Torah is going to have less of a presence of Shekhinah amongst him. But that doesn't mean he has to still assess La'ola Yimod Adamatzon Ki'ilu Kadosh Shai B'soch Me'ev. To always know that there's something inside him, that Hashem is always with him on some level. Mm-hmm. And the challenge for us to recognize it, right? Meaning that's the punchline here. The sin of Klal Yisrael in this week's parsha is that they uttered the words that should never be said, Aki Eina Lokai Bekirbi. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Mayin, going back to Parsha's Beshalach. What happened there? What was the Rashi over there? Remember the Rashi over there? It's like the mashal Rashi gives of a child who's riding on his father's shoulders. And all of us says, Father, give me this. Father gives it to him. Father, give me this. Father gives it to him. All of a sudden he says, Hey, Chan Abba, where's Abba? Where's Abba? What do you mean? I've been carrying you this whole time. So then Hashem puts us down. We have Amalek. And Amalek comes and beats us up. And then we come crying to Abba to once again recognize Abba. But Abba was there all along. Hashem's always there. It's just a question of our perception of him.
You know that classic...
Yes, sure. The footsteps. Oh, we all know it.
Right, you could also say that. Like, yeah. We intrinsically have Hashem inside of us now.
You want to talk really radical? You are Hashem. That's not clear what I just said.
No,
it needs to be clarified, but it's not clear. You are a ray of the divine. My wife, not just neshama v'guf. In a goof that's not Hashem. You're all everything. You're all Mavada. Kipshuta.
And I'll send a back book on that says.
So how can we even say this?
Okay, so that this is the very egregious sin of saying Ki Eina Lokai B'Kirbi. It was a terrible, terrible mistake. Okay, but again, it's all about our perception. And again, that's why after Hashem, so to speak, leaves the building at the end of Yom Kippur, you need to pull this little packet back out again and chazer it over. And remind yourself, Ein Lachanami, it's not Yerushu Hashem Bimatzo. I don't have the same access. It's not a Melech Basada anymore. It's not Hashem in my face. Lefnei Hashem Titaru. But Hashem is still there. And he's very much there. And we have to recognize him. There's a sefer called Otsroseim Shel Tzadikim on page 6. There's a machaber, his name is Aaron Perlow. Puts out a lot of svarim. So one of his early Chumash volumes that he put out was called Otsroseim Shel Tzadikim. And in Parshas Pinchas, he brings actually a very interesting thing, also from the Rebbe Rabunim. So it's a hemshich from the Rebbe Rabunim, as quoted by Shem Yishmuel, to the Rebbe Rabunim, quoted by the Otsroseim Shel Tzadikim. It's from a sefer, Or Zaru LaTzadik. It's a Likud sefer. It's a collection of different ideas on different parshas from different svarim. So he says that a chassid once came to the Sfas Emes. Now the Sfas Emes had thousands of chassidim, but the Sfas Emes, his hanhaga was very benister. He was very benister. It wasn't always out and about. Right? So let's read together at the first arrow. Tomir v'nel lam haya ha-Sfas Emes. Gamban ha-gosso ha-seidim. And the Sfas Emes would lead the flock. Right? When he was the roa, when he was the shepherd. Why is this in Parshas Pinchas? Because as Moshe is handing over the reins to Yeshua and beginning to negotiate the transfer of leadership, right? There's a tefillah, there's a hope that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be left like sheep without a shepherd. So the Sfas Emes was a tremendous leader, but the Sfas Emes was very nister in the way that he interacted with the chassidim. So there was this old chassid, this old Prashishcha chassid, who came once to the Sfas Emes, and he told him the following vart. Chutzpah, but holy chutzpah. Look what he said to him. He says, I heard with my own ears what the Rebbe Rabunim said on the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, where it's bolded. V'lo tia adas Hashem kitzon asher ein lahem roa. It shouldn't be that the adas Hashem are like sheep without a shepherd. Asher ein lahem roa is a funny lashon. The Rebbe Rabunim asked, Madua herich hakosuv v'lo amar b'kitzur, b'li roa. What doesn't the Pasuk just say? I don't want that the adas Hashem should be like tzon, b'li roa. What does it mean, Asher Ein Lahem Roa? What does it mean, Ein Lahem Roa? So the Rebbe Rabunim explained, V'hu Mazbir, Litzon Tamid Yeh Roa. The sheep always have a shepherd. Ach Yavo Yom Shatzon Lo Yargishu, Kiyish Lahem Roa. V'zeh Ein Lahem Roa. The shepherd is always watching the sheep. Sometimes the sheep wanders off a bit, and the sheep gets a little anxious and nervous. Now the shepherd's sitting there with his binoculars, making sure the sheep doesn't stray too far. So as far as the Metzias, yes, the sheep has a roa, the sheep has a shepherd. But sometimes there's a perception of Ein Lahem Roa. So the Rebbe Rabunim said, that's the pshat on the pasuk. that the tefillah that Moshe was davening was make sure that Klal Yisrael not only have a leader, that they should have a manig, but the manig should be someone who they feel is their manig, that they feel that they're being watched over, that they can see with their own eyes, so to speak, their shepherd. So this chassid, ha-Pershischi ta'an, so this chassid, this alter chassid from Pershischa, said to this chassemis, ha-kavana b'maymer kachol shel Rebbe Rebbuna mistam al kvoidchem. He says, I'm afraid, Rebbe, if I can say such a thing, the Rebbe Rebbuna was talking about you. He said to this chassemis, asher hinchem ko mastirim atzuchem mipnenu. You're so hidden from us that sometimes, I'm just letting you know, the chassidim feel that they don't have a rebbe. So Rebbe, if you could be megali yourself a little bit more, I think it would be good for the sheep. We know that you're thinking about it. We know that you're watching over us. We know that everything you're doing, bechedri chadarim, is on behalf of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of your chassidim befrat. But Rebbe, there's a danger of a perception. There's a danger of a perception. And again, it's from Bunim Lishitasa, right? There's a danger that the people are going to mistakenly think that no one's watching over them. He goes on in the next paragraph. This is on the Sefer Libam Shal Yisrael, which is a biography of the Leiv Simcha. The Leiv Simcha was the fifth Ger Rebbe. So let's review the Ger dynasty. Who was the first Ger Rebbe? Chedush Erim. Who was the second Ger Rebbe? Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes was the grandson of the Chedush Erim. Sfas Emes' own father had passed away when he was young, and he was raised by his grandfather. Who's the third Ger Rebbe?
Imre
Emes. I have very warm feelings for Imre Emes. I think maybe next year it might become our Sefer. We'll see. Who? And then the Imre Emes had three sons, were the next three Rebbes. The fourth rabbi in age order, the Beis Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Alter, son of the Imre Emes. The fifth rabbi was the Leiv Simcha, Rav Simcha Bunim of Ger. He was also a son of the Imre Emes. And then the Pnei Menachem. The Pnei Menachem was another son of the Imre Emes. Okay, the sixth rabbi. Okay, so the Leiv Simcha is the fifth Ger rabbi. So look what he adds to this. He adds a nice ha'ara. Amar Rabbeinu, ha'Leiv Simcha zechus v'gen alein. This is quoted again in the biography called Libam Shel Yisrael. The Leiv Simcha added, 1 year on Parshas Pinchas, in the year 1984, right? Leiv Simcha was pretty recent. The Beis Yisrael passed away in the 1970s, and then the Leiv Simcha took over. So he said, "Asher yotze lifneim, v'asher yavo lifneim, v'lo tia adas Hashem kitzon asher ein lahem ro." Again, our pasuk. So look what he wrote. He said, "Avi zatzal pireish." He quotes his father, the Imre Emes. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom bikesh bezos shte bakashos. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking two things. Number one, Shiela Klal Yisrael manik ish al eda. First, pshuta kama shmo, Klal Yisrael needs a leader. Don't let them be left like sheep without a shepherd. Kipshuto, they need to have someone that has to take over when I'm no longer, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Vashnia, but second of all, kigam im lo yiela hem chalila manik. What if they don't have a manik? Or I'll say it a little different based on the first piece we saw. What if they don't perceive they have a manik? Right? Let's say a person says, I have a Rebbe, but my Rebbe's not, my Rebbe's like this Fas Emes, he's very Nister. So I feel at times disconnected. So what's the Eitzah for a person who feels that he's been left alone? So Moshe Rabbeinu davened, Lebal yu ketzon asher ein lahem roah, el esha kodesh baruch hu yehem manhigah. That if Chas v'Shalom, the Jews are left without a manhig, let's say you feel like you don't have a Rebbe, or let's say you have a Rebbe based on the first piece, and your Rebbe is very Nister. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, Moshe is asking, Hashem, please allow Klal Yisrael to feel that you are their manik. V'chein isa b'sfas emes, d'be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu ro'am shel Yisrael, as it says, Hashem ro'i lo echzer. That a Jew should always know that even if he doesn't feel that he's getting enough from his particular Rebbe, he should know that what? Don't make this mistake and say, Al ki ein elokai b'kirbi. Hashem is always with you. Even if a basar v'dam is not able to be there fully for you, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there for you. Hashem ro'i lo echzer. Hashem is my shepherd, and therefore I lack nothing. But I'll show you one step deeper. This vart is gold, page 7. Two lines. This is from the Rebbe of Nishchiz, Rav Mordechai of Nishchiz, in the Sefer Rishpeish, and he says a beautiful, beautiful Chassidus Shetaych on Hashem Ro'i Lo Echzar. What's Pashup Shad, Hashem Ro'i Lo Echzar? Hashem is my shepherd, and I lack nothing. Why? Because I have the best shepherd in the world. Hashem is my shepherd. But what was David HaMelech also asking, based on everything we're explaining today? David HaMelech said, Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Ro'i Lo Echzar. Al Zeh Hayim Mispal David HaMelech Olav Shalom Tamid. What was David always davening over? Shebechinas Hashem Ro'i Lo Yechzar Mimenu Tamid. The fact that Hashem is my shepherd, Lo Echzar. I shouldn't forget that. I shouldn't be lacking in the awareness that Hashem roi. Not the pashup shot, Hashem roi, Hashem is my shepherd, and therefore I'm not lacking in parnasa, I'm not lacking in health, I'm not lacking in fulfillment in my life, and happiness. No. The fact that Hashem is roi. Don't make the mistake the Klai Yisrael made in this week's parsha to say Al Kiein Elokai Bekirbi. David Melech David over and over. Mizmor LeDavid, Mizmor LeDavid. Hashem Roi, Hashem, you are my shepherd. Lo Echzor, don't ever let me forget that. Don't ever let me live a second thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nowhere to be found, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given up on me, and that it's not worth trying to seek Him out, even when it's not the Aseres Mei Tshuva, even when it's not Dir Shu Hashem Bihi Matzo. Can I tell you what I think Aseres Mei Tshuva is about? I think Aseres Mei Tshuva is Hashem's way of saying, there are times when you will seek me, and you'll find me. You're guaranteed to find me during the Aseres Mei Tshuva. So now that you know that I actually can be found, you're going to continue to seek me out the rest of the year. Meaning if I'm always hiding, right, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to think that it's impossible to find Hashem. So I give you one time of the year where I say, seek me out, and you're going to find me. It's going to be easy to find me. And then you'll gain confidence in your ability to find me. And when the Aseres Mei Tshuva are over, even though it's harder to find me, you're still going to believe that I'm there. And Hashem roi lo echsa, I'm not going to forget that Hashem is my shepherd, even though He's not as close the rest of the year as He is right now. But this gives us the chizik to believe that Hashem actually can be found. Yeshua Hashem b'himatzo, you will in fact find Him. Don't stop searching for Him. There's a beautiful story, I'll just tell it to you outside, it's on page 8. Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter brings a story from Rav Baruch HaMezhbush. Rav Baruch HaMezhbush, one time, his grandson came to him, he was playing hide and seek with his friend. And his grandson was hiding, and he had a great hiding spot. And 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by, and he hears his friend, you know, walking around the house. He's looking for him, and he's sitting there. He's trying not to laugh. He's trying to keep his hiding spot. All right, 15 minutes go by, 20 minutes go by. He's like, "Wow, this is the best hiding spot ever. My friend can't find me." After about a half hour, this little kid comes out of his hiding spot, and he sees that his friend is not in the house. So he walks outside, and I'm obviously updating this for modern times. He walks outside and he sees that his friend is down the street playing basketball with another kid. And he says, What are you doing? We're playing hide and seek. So he says, "Yeah, I couldn't find you. I got bored, so I stopped playing." He's like, "Yeah, but I was hiding. You didn't like tell me the game was over. I was sitting there waiting for you." So his grandson was so upset, so he comes to his grandfather. He comes to the Rebbe Reb Baruch of Mezhbush, a very fiery personality. And he comes to Reb Baruch and he says, "Zaidi, you have to hear what happened to me today. I'm so upset. I was playing hide and seek with one of my friends, and he was searching for me. And then my hiding spot was so good, he gave up. He stopped searching for me. He went to play with another kid. And I felt so abandoned by him. I was so hurt by it." And Reb Baruch HaMezhbush is listening to this tale of his little grandson. He burst into tears. Mamish burst into tears. The grandson obviously felt very bad. But Reb Baruch HaMezhbush said, "That's exactly what we do. He said, when I listen to this story, I feel the pain of the Shekhinah." Look what he writes on the left-hand side, in the fourth line. V'chol Amar, he burst into tears as he was remembering the Tsar of the Shekhinah. V'chol Amar, Shashem Yisbarach Hister Atzmo, HaGadosh Baruch Hu concealed Himself and He's hiding from us. V'chafet Sha'anu Am B'nei Yisrael Nidrosh Achrov, Hashem wants us to play hide and seek with Him. V'anochi Hastir Astir, Hashem says, "Let's play a little game. I'm going to hide myself. I promise you I'm still there. And let me see how much you're willing to believe that I'm still there, even if you can't see me. How much you're going to search me out, even though you can't see me." V'niglo soves malchuso ad shetamalik ha'aretz deya al yedei drishosenu achasha. And the hope is that we're going to keep being megalim a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, until mal aretz deya Hashem, until we have the gilui of Mashiach. What happens, unfortunately? What's the danger of Gullus? What was the failure of Klal Yisrael in this week's parsha? Al ki ein Elokai bekirbi. That Klal Yisrael got to a state where they said what? That, we haven't found you until now, so we're going to go play with something else. Utmura zos pona kol echad. Every single Jew turns aside and he goes to get involved in whatever his business dealings are, and his rechushes, and his worries, his issues, his personal things. Vishochim legamri levakish Hashem. And he stops searching for Hashem. Vastarinish eres vashchina b'tzar. And he abandons the Shekhinah, and the Shekhinah is left in its hiding place with no one to play with. Kiviach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't ever think that I'm not there. There's times when I'm not, when it looks like I'm not there. I promise you I'm watching over you. I'm 100% focused on you. I'm interested in you. The famous idea that Rabbi Eliyahu Lopian brings on page 9 and 10, and many Sfarim bring this, on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, that sometimes you can see Hashem openly, and sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden behind the wall or behind the latticework. Hine zeh omed achar kasleinu mashkiach min achalonos meitzis min acharakim. What's the difference between someone who's mashkiach min hachalonos, a person who's looking down on someone through a window, versus a person who's meitzis min hacharakim, who's peeking through the lattice work? What's the difference? The difference is when you're standing in front of an open window, right, and you're looking down on someone, the person down below can see you as well. If you're peeking through the little cracks, the little slits in the lattice work, or through the blinds, right, so you can see what's going on out there. The person out there can't see you. So says Rav Eliyahu Lopian in the second line. There are times when Hashem seems so clear to us, where He's mashkiach mein achalonos. He's looking at us through the window and we can look back at Him. Shamushkach, that the one who's being viewed, roa gam is a mashkiach alav. We can see the one who's watching us. Ki hu omed negdo b'chalon. V'zeh haya b'zman shebeis ha-mikdash ha-yakayim. V'yisrael shruyin alad masam. We were in Eretz Yisrael. We had a beis ha-mikdash. We saw the miracles of the mikdash. Good. Aval b'cheshchas ha-galus. But in the dark times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashkiach aleinu b'os amida. Hashem is watching us exactly as He was watching us in the times of the beis ha-mikdash. B'lo shinoi. Ani Hashem lo shinesi. I'm Hashem, I don't change at all. My hanhaga towards you is always the same. The question is, what's your perception? Do you perceive yourself as sheep without a shepherd? Do you declare that Hashem is nowhere to be found? And it's not worth playing hide and seek because we can't see you, Hashem? El sha'anu sasamnu es hachalon. We've closed the window on our side. Hashem is peering at us through the cracks, right? But we unfortunately can't see Him. And He concludes in the bottom line, V'hainu mashakosav. That's exactly what it says in this week's parsha. V'anochi hastir astir as panai bayom ahu. What does it mean, anochi? What's Hashem saying, anochi? Turn the page. Ani hu oso ha'anochi bayom ahu. Even in this time, kamo biyometpo bayom ahu, on this day, when I'm entering a period of hester upon, when you don't have a beis hamikdash and you can't see me openly, guess what? Hashem says, anochi. I'm still me. I'm still the same. You can't see me. As I'm peeking through the lattice work. So it's much harder. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a tremendous chizik to know that Hashem is still watching the exact same way. That Hashem is as open, right, towards us as when we saw open miracles in the Beis HaMikdash. When we could sense the presence of the Shechina when we came up a Leila Regal to the Makom HaMikdash. To watch the Kohen Gadol b'shas avoda on Yom Kippur. And we have to remind ourselves of this, that Hashem is 100% interested in us. He's 100% paying attention to us. We're struggling to see Him. We're the ones who are going through this misperception of, again, Ein Elokai b'kirbi, Hashem is nowhere to be found, and we're tzon b'li roa. And that's what David says, Hashem roi loach, so Hashem, please, it's going to be dark on my side. From your side, you can still see perfectly through that crack. You can see out into the streets. You see what's happening with me. But mitzad me, I want to make sure that I don't lose sight of myself. So what happens when we lose sight of ourselves? So let me give you two things to chazik yourself, how much Hashem is paying attention to you. One of them I found on Rosh Hashanah, and one I've known for a long time, but it's kedai to chazir over all the time. I was reading the Rav Machzer, right? Rav Soloveitchik Machzer that they put out a couple years ago. The Rosh Hashanah Machzer, which is filled with awesome, awesome, beautiful Torah. So he has... on page 617, on the words of Fanecha Niglu Kol Ta'alumos. So what do we normally understand? How do we normally understand, right, that line in the Tfilos? Before you, all hidden things were revealed. That means the Averos that I do in private, Hashem knows about, right? And we're scared, because I can't hide. Hashem sees all. The Rav says much deeper than that. In a more literal sense, the word ta'alumos, hidden things, right, means puzzles or enigmas. It refers to that which is unintelligible, incomprehensible, or inconceivable to man, to phenomena he cannot grasp. God knows things about man that man himself does not understand. Meaning you think, Hashem, you're not interested in me. If you were interested in me, I'd see you much more often. Hashem says, I know more about you than you know about you. I'm more aware of you than you're aware of yourself. For example, a person may do something and then later upon reflection be puzzled as to why he did it. Right? That's the ta'aluma in our life. The wonderment in our life. The puzzle, the enigma of our life. Similarly, man often has potentialities of which he is not aware, which are enigmatic to him and which are thus never realized. Everything about man is open to God. Experiences, notions, and feelings of which man himself may be unaware. God knows man better than man does himself. That's a tremendous chizak. When you say Hashem, you're nowhere to be found, so you must not be thinking about me. You must not really know what I'm going through. You don't know me as well as I know myself. Hashem says, I know you much better than you know yourself. I know that the choices you made that you didn't even understand why you made, and afterward you reflected with a spirit of confusion and puzzlement, and what? Why did I do that? Why didn't I do that? Hashem says, I got that all figured out. I'm watching over you. I'm paying close attention. I know you better than you know yourself. And not only that, I love you more than you love yourself. The love that a person has for himself, we assume, is the greatest love in the world. How did Chazal understand love your friend like yourself? The Ramban and Chumash says, it's not meant to be taken literally. Chazal in several places in Shas didn't understand it literally. The Gemara in Shabbos, don't do to someone what you wouldn't want done to you. It doesn't mean literally love someone like yourself. You know why? Because we love ourselves more than anything in the world. We're obsessed with ourselves. And halavai, you'll get married one day, you'll have children, and you might even convince yourself that you love your children more than yourself, and you love your wife more than yourself. You love yourself more than anything in the world. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you more than you love yourself. Look at this line from the Chafetz Chaim in the Shmiras HaLashon. This is in the second parak of the Shar HaSchira of the Shmiras HaLashon. He writes, he's describing again the severity of Lashon Hara, and then he writes where it's underlined. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oev LaAdam, the Yoser Meshia Adam Oev Esatzo. That's it. Just think about that line. The Chafetz Chaim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you and is more focused on you than you are upon yourself. So in those dark moments when you feel Hashem's nowhere to be found, and I'm like a sheep without a shepherd, just remind yourself what Rav Soloveitchik said, and remind yourself what the Chafetz Chaim said. That what? That Hashem knows about you more than you could ever know about yourself. No matter how much you think you know yourself, Hashem has you figured out much more and is much more aware of everything that's happening in your life than you are aware of. And Hashem loves you even more than you could possibly love yourself. And that's mechazik a person, to realize that Hashem is aware. Hashem is there. Okay, he's behester upon him. And that's, okay, it's not always going to be the aseret simei tshuva. But to know that Hashem loves me in such a way, to know that Hashem is thinking about me and paying attention to me in such a way, that can get a person through the greatest hester in the world. And that's the avodah, to really get through any hester that presents itself. The Degel Machaneh Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, in this week's Parsha, is also a very similar and famous mashal that he brings in the Haftorah to Kisavo, which is the more famous version of this piece. But I figured let's read the one in this week's Parsha, where he asks the following question. Again, Anochi Haster Aster Espanai. Hashem, if you're going to hide yourself, how are we going to survive? Now we know the answer already. Because that's exactly it. Hashem says, I'm hiding myself, and I'm letting you know I'm hiding myself, and let's play hide and seek, and just know that I'm watching you, and I'm not stopping to think about you for a second, and don't, God forbid, think that you're left alone, because you're not. Okay, but the question that he raises, in the left-hand column, V'hu l'chor t'miya gadola, Eich efshur shakadosh baruch hu yastir panam Yisrael chalila. How could it be? If Hashem, if you really love us, how do you hide yourself so much from us? How are we supposed to survive if we can't have any interaction with you? Our whole existence is the fact that what? We feel that you're our father, and we're your child. And what kind of relationship can there be between a father and a child who never get together? And never interact. Imagine a king who made what appeared to be these tremendous walls, lifnei chalo, separating the outside world from his inner chamber of his kingdom. The king says, I'm going into the innermost chamber. He builds these massive walls, right? And he puts up walls, and there's these fiery pits, and there's these major, you know, water divides. Ba'achizas enayim. And the whole thing is achizas enayim. The whole thing is sorcery, is trickery. It's not real, but it's so frightening looking. It's so scary. And he puts it all up. Hakol lifnei banav. V'nei misha hayachacham nasan leiv ledavar. Eich efshur sha'aviv harachamam lo yisratze leheros panav lebanav yedidav. So a person who's smart, a wise son says, hold on a second. My father loves me. My father never stops thinking about me for a second. So what is this that now all of a sudden he's hiding in this behind these walls and behind these fires and behind these rivers? Well, what's going on here? It must be, right, that everything that I think that I'm seeing is not true. It must be that this is all achizas enayim. It's trickery. It's sleight of hand. It's an image before my eyes that's simply not true. And if I were to buy into it and start to believe that my father is really trying to hide from me, that's just not who my father is. That's not what he thinks about. I know that's not what he thinks about me. but I see in front of my eyes all these walls. So he has to say to himself, this is all a trickery, it's all a delusion. It's an illusion, a delusion. It's not real. And this is just a test. I bet if I walk straight, right, I could probably walk right across this water. It's not even really there. It's just a hologram. It's a reflection. The fires are not fires, and the walls are not walls. And I just, the Father's testing me to see, do I want to see him the same way? He's watching me every second. He's peeking through the latticework. And now for a moment, it looks like I can't see him. Am I going to be tricked by that? Am I going to fall for that? The second he takes a step into the water, right? He starts pushing forward, and he sees the whole thing is fake. The whole thing is fake. It's a ruse. Thank you. It's a ruse, and he passes the test. But you could have someone who's so frightened, he's so overwhelmed by what he thinks he sees, that he forgets what he really knows in his heart, which is that my Father loves me, and he only wants to be very close to me, and wants me to have face-to-face interaction with him. Some people make it past the water, but chicken out when they get to the walls, or they chicken out when they get to the fire. And the nimshal is very clear to us, all the more so after everything else we learned today. The person who's willing to push through, imagine how close he's going to feel when he's restored to his Father. And that's what it means. Anochi eredimcha. Hashem says, I'm going to go down into any place with you, into Mitzrayim, into any galus. Hainu kishatite in lev, v'tavin, sha'afilu bi'arida, yishgam kin anochi. That if I remind myself that anochi eredimcha, like we saw from Eliyahu Lopian, the Anochi Hastir Asir, the first word we ever heard from God, he introduced himself, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Anochi is going to go down with you. As the pasuk concludes, continues, Anochi Elcha Gamalo, I'm going to come up with you. I was with you there when you were down. I'm with you when you're up. I'm with you all along. And he says, he concludes the piece by the second arrow at the bottom, Bezeu Sod Rosh Hashanah V'sukkis. What's the relationship between Rosh Hashanah then into Sukkis? On Rosh Hashanah B'tchila B'kesa, Hainu Shiesh Astara. Rosh Hashanah is, right? It's Yom Shenischasabo. It's B'kesa L'Yom Chageinu. There's an element of concealment on Rosh Hashanah. The king is judging us from afar. The king is a bit aloof, and we feel disconnected. But afterwards, what? Acher kach, we come into the sukkah. We're mamish basking in the tzeilu de menusa, sitting in the place of Hashem's presence, when we have the esrog. Uvachayim, right? We're sitting there with a tremendous connection to the source of life itself. Yalulav is gematria chayim, and the hadas is gematria chayim. Shezocha leor beor pnei melech chayim, to sit in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to feel completely connected to. We have to just be willing to get through those walls, and to not be tricked, and to not come out of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva feeling despondent that I've lost that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think this is why, and with this we'll wrap up, I think this is why, if you look in the Avoda of Yom Kippur, Dafka there, in Parshas Achrei Mos, as it's describing the whole Avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, what does the Pasuk say? Parak Tazayin of Vayikra on page 14, V'chiper ala kodesh mitumas b'nei Yisrael, u'mipish ehem, l'chol chatosam, v'chein yaseh lo'o moed, ha'shochein itam b'soch tumasam. We have a reminder, Dafka there, as the Kohen Gadol is doing his holy avoda, and right now we're on the highest levels, and we're getting the tremendous amount of cleansing, and we're getting back to Hashem with tremendous hiskarvus. The pasuk says, by the way, Hashochin itam b'toch tumasam, as Shem Yishmuel alluded to from a pasuk elsewhere in Bamidbar, the Medrash over there, but we have it already in Rashi over here in Achrei Mos. Look at Rashi, Hashochin itam b'toch tumasam, afa pishem tmeim shchina b'neim. Even when you're telling me the Shekhinah is with you, the Shekhinah will go with you wherever you go. I think the Gemara in Tanis we saw at the beginning, the Shekhinah is inside of you. You need to take stock of the fact that the Shekhinah is inside of you and will go wherever you go. Hashem's love for you is beyond the love you even have for yourself. The love that anyone you think loves you, Hashem's love for you is greater. Hashem's knowledge of you is greater than your own self-awareness. And Hashem can do things for you and will do things for you that no human being could do for you. What happens if you're in a real Makom Tameh? Can a human being come to pull you out from that place? It's a big shaila in general, in Kiruv. A person has to be careful. When a person tries to mekarev someone else, there's a danger that maybe I'll get pulled down. So how does a person strike a balance between reaching out to others and yet at the same time knowing there are places I can't go? So if you look in the Har Tzvi on page 15 or Tzvi Pesach Frank, on the pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kedosh Ani Hashem, the Medrash has a very strange comment. Yachol Kedushasi, maybe Kedoshim Tiyu means you should be as holy as Hashem Himself. Talmud Lomar says the Medrash, no, Ki Kedosh Ani Kedushasi Lamal Mi Kedushasta. My Kedusha is greater than your Kedusha. As if we had a Havamina that our Kedusha really was on the level of Hashem. What on earth is this talking about? L'chora einin einu muvan. It doesn't make any sense. L'shem ma hutzricha haTorah lemai she'yafshar l'skadish kekadosh baruch hu. The Torah has to tell us, oh, by the way, don't get upset if you're not able to reach the levels of Kedusha of Hashem. Right? You should know Hashem is on a higher level than you. What fools, he says, right? What tipish of a tipshim would think that he could be like Hashem? So obviously it's not talking about in the broadest sense that I could be like Hashem. But there's something that Hashem does for a person that you might think that you could do for another person. What is that? It's the Rashi that we just saw. Eliyesh Lahazbir, he says in the third paragraph, Ki akavana hizos, shelo ayri kan legabe kedushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlalas. We're not talking about, can I be as kadosh as Hashem in the grandest sense? Of course not. Elirak legabe mashenema, what we just saw, the pasuk that we read in the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Hashochein itam b'soch tumasam, sha'af al pi Hashem t'meim shechina b'neyam. What happens when a Jew is in a really bad place? Hashem says, I can go there, I'll come along. I'm not going to abandon you. I'm not going to let you even have a perception that I'm not with you in that time. I might be concealed, but I'm 100% there. And if you search for me, play hide and seek, you'll find me. Lezen nemar yachol k'tushasi. So you might think I could do the same. Let's say I know a Jew who's in a really, really bad place, and I want to be a superhero, and I want to pull him out from that place. Perish. Sha'adam yachol af hulios kadosh ulishchon mevakum tumba kamo kadosh baruch hu. Maybe I can hang out in tummy dika places in order to what? To join Klal Yisrael in their Tumah, the same way that Hashem joins Klal Yisrael in their Tumah. Talmud Lomar, don't think about that. Ki kadosh ani, kedushasti lamal mi kedushaschem, ve'rach etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu namar ashochi nitam besoch tumasa. Va'anochi eireid emcha, the pasuk we just saw, when Hashem says to Yaakov, I'll go down into Mitzrayim with you. At the end of the day, who took us out of Mitzrayim? Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo sarach, ani v'lo shliach. Only Hashem could stick with us throughout everything. But that has to be something that we appreciate and realize. Because many times he's sticking with us in difficult times, and we don't feel like he's there. So we have to mamish take from these 10 days, the Aseres Mei Tshuva, when we feel, when the window is back open again. It's not Meitzes Midacharakim. Not Hashem just peeking through the latticework. But it's Hashem mamish standing in the window, and we can see him, and Lifnei Hashem Titaru. But after Yom Kippur, when the window closes again, you have to remind yourself that wherever I'm going to go, whatever I'm going to do, over the course of the entire year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming with me. Anochi, I am Hashem, Ani Hashem Lo Shinesi, I don't change one bit. I'm always there exactly the same way. And to really believe that. To believe that I'm not left alone, like a shepherd without a sheep. And we borrow from these days, and with this we'll conclude the final page, page 16, because we already did 17. And I kept my word, 17 pages. Although last week I cheated, no one called me out on it. Last week we had 19. We're going to try to do 17 every week. Yeah, so we need to borrow from these days for the rest of the year. What do we borrow from these days for the rest of the year? So we'll end with a famous Hasidic tale that's told by the Divrei Yecheskel, the Shinover, the son of the Divrei Chai, in his writings on Parshas Maaseh. Take a look in the left-hand column. You see where it says Elimelech in bold? The Rebbe of Elimelech said to his son one time that Misha Makir as a tzaddik hakadosh of Pinchas Mikaretz, who mesugal yira shemayim. Having a face-to-face encounter with a Pinchas Karetzer is a segula for yira shemayim. All right, so my son was very excited about that. Rebbe Melech's son, Rebbe Lazar went, and he decided, I'm going to go visit Rebbe Pinchas of Koretz. Kasher Shama Zos B'no HaKadosh, Rebbe Elazar, Zuchusu Yagen Aleinu, Nasa Al Rebbe Pinchas Mikoretz, V'omar HaKadosh Rebbe Lazar Be'ish Shiyoshev Al HaShulchan Shel HaKadosh Rebbe Pinchas B'zeh HaLashon Tata. He was sitting at the table, Shal Shudas time, Mestamor by the Tish, Rebbe Pinchas Koretzer, and all of a sudden the son of the Rebbe Melech of Lezhensk, who is enjoying his time there, he cries out, Ah, Tat in Himmel, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ah, Tasit by Rav Pinchas Karetzer. He screams out, Tata. And Rav Pinchas Karetzer turns to him, and he says to him a very painful thing. Amar HaKadosh Rav Pinchas, V'dilma Lav Avivhu. Who says that Hashem is your father? You think you feel so close to Hashem? You call Tata? Because you heard a couple of Nagunim by my Tish? Now you think Hashem's Tata by you? He was very put off by this. Reb Lazer didn't know what to say. Ukeshenasa Hakadosh, Reb Lazer lebeso. When the Rebbe of Lazar, Chusik and Elena, went back to his father, Rebbe Melech, Vesipra La'aviv HaKadosh, what happened? So he asked him, Shaul HaKadosh, the Rebbe of Melech, Libno, Mahashivosalo, what did you respond to him?
Well, what was your response?
He questioned you. He said, Do you think Hashem is your father? Maybe he's not your father. What did you say back to him? The Amr Lo Hashafti Lo Klo. I didn't know what to say. I was so caught off guard. The Amr Lo Hayalacha Lahashiv. You should have said back to him. The pasuk says Sha'al Avicha. Sha'al Avicha V'yagevcha. What does it mean? Sha'al Avicha. He says Sha'al Avicha means if Hashem is not your father, if you feel that, if Pinchas Garza says you think you can see Hashem, don't you realize the window is closed? Don't you realize we're living in a time of Hester Panim? What right do you have to say, Father, Father, as if you can, as if, you know, Zeki Levan Veyu, you're able to point and see Hashem? You don't see Hashem. Guess what? You should have said back to him, Sha'al Avicha. Sha'al is Lashon of Shoal. You could borrow your father. I mean, even if I don't really have my father here, even if I don't have direct connection to Hashem, Sha'al Avicha. I can be Shoal. I can borrow. I can take on credit. I can take on credit. I can take in advance. Hey, Nachanami, Tata's not here right now. But I can borrow him. I can borrow from those times when he is here. I can borrow from the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. I can borrow from the times of the Beis Hamikdash when Hashem was readily available for all to see. So we have to borrow from these days. Sha'al Avicha. Right now we say Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Shema Shemayim. Right? Lifnei Mi Atem Etar. Rabbi Akiva's famous words at the end of Maseches Yoma. Right? Who's Matar you? Avicham Shema Shemayim. But what happens when we leave these days and we don't? And the Yetzirah. Lahavdil plays the role of a Pinchas Karatzer, who Bekedusha was challenging Reb Lazar to understand, to think about this idea. Nu, what if Hashem's not your father? What's going to happen on a cold day in the middle of Teves, when you're not feeling so connected? And you want to scream Tata, but you feel that it's not true, that Hashem is hidden behind that window? So Sha'al Avicha, you should borrow from those times that you did feel close to Hashem, to make sure that we continue to feel close to Hashem, and we should be able to rectify the mistake of Klal Yisrael from this week's Parsha, that a Jew should never, ever, ever utter those words, that Al Kain, Ein Elokai Bekirbi, and realize that if a person does say such a thing, Hashem says back to him, not a punishment, but Hashem just clarifies, no, Anochi Hastir Hastir, it's the Anochi, I'm still there all along, I'm just hiding, and I just hope that you'll come and seek me out. Okay, it's Hashem. We should be zochet to live with a lot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives.